Most theater productions nest comfortably in traditional venues with a proscenium arch, a set taking up three walls, and the audience making up the fourth. Occasionally, though, the material calls for a stretch of the boundaries, such is the case with Kansas City Actors Theater's Three Viewings. The play is set in a funeral home, and its three-week run will perform at Mulebox Funeral Home. Director Melinda McCrary describes the show and why it felt right to stage it so unconventionally.
It's a very dear play about three people, each of them in a funeral home, talking about a recent loss. Anyone who has suffered a loss and gone through the end-of-life rituals is going to identify with one of these characters. And I like found spaces. I like proscenium-free work so that there's not much distance between the actor and the audience. You're just in a room listening to them tell you a couple of really wild stories.
Several funeral homes were approached, but the company landed at its first choice, Mulebox at 6800 Troost. Steve Pierce, the owner of Mulebox, says that once logistics were worked out for any services sure to occur during the run of the play, it was a go.
It's great to have people come here for a reason other than a funeral. And so what a great venue, and to get people into the funeral home and realize that it's not just a place of mourning, it can be a place for great joy too. I tell my employees that every day, that nobody wants to be here. So when somebody walks in the door, someone better be there to greet them, because they really are nervous about coming. This is a situation where they don't have to be nervous. They're looking forward to it, and it'll be a great evening for them.
In one of the three monologues that make up the play, actor David Fritz plays a funeral home director who, in this scene, ponders a new customer.
Nettie James died yesterday. She was 103. Been on the verge of death for 28 years. Coal money. Very rich. Terrible woman. The Herald Star made up a headline for her obituary that read, "Nettie James finally dies. Civic and social leader succumbs after a lifetime of condescension and bullying." They didn't print it.
David Fritz says he welcomes the opportunity to perform in this unusual space where audience members' own experience with funeral homes can't help but inform the production.
The whole idea of the audience parking in the parking lot and walking into the funeral home, they're already going to have sense memory of their aunt's funeral or whatever, or people have a certain feeling or a certain sense when they come into a funeral home. And so it kind of sets the mood.
Melinda McCrary adds that directing Three Viewings evokes her own vivid memories of growing up with a grandfather who happened to be a funeral director.
I have such affection for the profession. I knew about funerals long before I really associated it with pain. But my brother and I played in the casket room, which is right off the kitchen, and turn off the lights and scream, of course, because there were caskets. And I watched Granddaddy's discipline, his composure. You know, I was fascinated by him.
Mulebox owner Steve Pierce says the production may help alleviate a big misconception about his profession. That is, that every funeral is somber. In fact, he often sees celebrations of lives well lived. Steve Walker, KCUR News.